A reading from the Gospel of Mark. Jesus began to speak to the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders in parables. A man planted a vineyard, put a fence around it, dug a pit for the wine press, and built a watchtower. Then he leased it to tenants and went to another country. When the season came, he sent a slave to the tenants to collect from them his share of the produce of the vineyard. But they seized him, beat him, and sent him away empty-handed. And again he sent another slave to them. This one they beat over the head and insulted. Then he sent another, and that one they killed. And so it was with many others. Some they beat, and others they killed. He had still one other, a beloved son. Finally he sent him to them, saying, "They will respect my son." But those tenants said to one another, "This is the heir. Come, let us kill him, and the inheritance will be ours." So they seized him, killed him, and threw him out of the vineyard. What then will the owner of the vineyard do? He will come and destroy the tenants and give the vineyard to others. Have you not read this scripture? The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing, and it is amazing in our eyes. When they realized that he had told this parable against them, they wanted to arrest him, but they feared the crowd. So they left him and went away. The amazing part of this parable is that do the tenants really think they're going to get away with this? They really think they can kill the owner's son? And, oh, he'll be so intimidated, he'll never show his face here again. It's just, that seems incredible to me. And yet, they do it, right? Because this is a parable directly about Jerusalem and Israel. God planted Israel because he wanted the produce, and he put people in charge of it. And we Christians say the church inherited this role from Israel. And why did God keep sending prophets to get the harvest, his share of the harvest? What was the harvest that God wanted? Well, I think Micah sums it up best. He says, "The Lord has told you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God." God planted this vineyard in Israel in order to have a place where justice reigned, where people did what was right, where they protected the widow and the orphan and the stranger, someplace on earth where things were as God would have them be, where people lived as God would have us all live. And that's the harvest God is looking for by sending the prophets. So what does that mean to us today? Well, in the church, where is our harvest today? Because we have to ask ourselves, are we killing the prophets? Are we giving God that harvest of justice, those righteous deeds? Or are we killing his prophets, beating them, humiliating them, and throwing them out? It's a legitimate question. For instance, if you work for a big company, you know, maybe sometimes you can act in the interest of the company. You know, protect the company. If you're giving out refunds, don't give out so many refunds. The company has more money. You're not going to be thrown out of the company for it. You're not going to be fired. You might even get a promotion. That's not so when working with the church. In the church, it isn't the vineyard that God cares about. It isn't the institution of the church that God wants. He wants his share of the harvest. the harvest of justice, the harvest of kindness. We need to always act in the favor of justice, in the favor of love, and caring for the widow and orphan, not protecting the church. Every time we seek to protect the institution, or to even say, no, God, I know what your gospel says, but this is what I think I want to do today, then we're killing prophets. We're throwing them out. We're insulting them. Do we really think we can get away with that? Not if God is the owner of this vineyard.